And I'm Tozua.
And this is our podcast. And today we are going to talk about the art events.
Yeah. Most people know that during Halloween and Christmas and stuff like that, they do events both on DeviantArt and on Tumblr and stuff like that. I typically do Drawloween because it seems like it has better things. Not as vague as Inktober. Inktober is really vague about what to do. But typically, Drawloween is, I consider it a little bit better. But you're doing Inktober, aren't you?
Yes, and it's really difficult. Both what the ideas that I have to come with, new idea every day, and the time, because when I usually draw the two drawings for a week, on Monday I do sketch, and during the week I outline it and color it. But in Inktober I have to do everything in one day, so I'm basically doing it like at the night almost.
Yeah, it's really hard to do one drawing a day. It's really difficult to... I don't remember who said it. It was an artist. He said that in every artist there are 1,000 bad drawings, but for every 1,000 bad drawing, there's a masterpiece. And the only way to get to those masterpieces is to draw the bad drawings. So this helps people sometimes. I know it helped me. I was able to, a lot of my Drawloween stuff last year was pretty okay. But some of them were pretty good. I liked them. I liked how they turned out. So it helps people. It helps practice. Just practice to do a drawing every day. I would think it'd probably be a good idea. I'm not sure if there's one for Christmas. I know there's always one. There's always been one for Halloween. But I don't think there's... one for Christmas. Do you know of any for Christmas or the holidays?
I don't think so.
Yeah, I know they do Drawloween. You'd think they would do one for the holidays, over the winter season. But oh well. So I really haven't done any of the Halloween. October drawing things. I want to, but I just haven't had the time, been busy.
Yeah.
But I might sit down and do a couple of them. I know there's some that look interesting to me. So it all depends if I have time, really. So I saw some of yours that you did. I thought they were pretty good.
Thanks.
I typically don't reblog things automatically. I just add them to my queue, so it'll probably get around to it eventually. Queuing up those drawings that you did, it'll reblog them eventually.
Thanks.
I don't go on Twitter that much, but I've seen them posted on Twitter too. And whenever I see that, I try to retweet them. Whenever I do. So, well, how about you talk about some of them, the ones that you did?
Oh, so, I have to find my page.
I know you did a pure dot, and I like that one.
Yeah, that was interesting because, it's Monday? I think it was Monday, so...
Yeah.
I was thinking about peri dot from front, and I think that I have the drawing here. It's still in pencil. It's like I was doing some, you know, emotive. But it was really late, and I was, before the outlining, I was in fitness center, so I was really exhausted to, you know, it's basically still a concept, so I didn't want to, like, do it before it was, before I was completely satisfied with it, so I was like, I do something easy, so I do better that, and it was like 5 minutes sketch and outlining, and it turned out really good.
Yeah, I like how it looks. It looks pretty good. It looks pretty clean. I like how clean you get your stuff.
Thanks.
I just thought it turned out pretty well. Some of the other ones I saw were some of your OCs and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But I haven't been on social media that much, so whenever I do see them, I try to grab them, so, and reblog them or add them to the queue. But I haven't. The only year that I ever did a thing like that was last year, and the one I did had generic things like zombies, werewolves, vampires. You know, that kind of stuff, pumpkins. And I feel like the generic things let you get your creativity out a little more instead of the vague things. So, like, if somebody says werewolf, you know, you could do the generic werewolf, or you could do, you know, a different kind of werewolf. You could do, you know, anything, really. And it's a way to flex your creativity, I guess. It just helps people that way. Like, I have no idea what the Inktober drawings a day thing is this year. I have not seen it, so I have no idea. Do you have the list?
I saw it, but I don't think that I'll follow it because I don't remember it clearly, but I think there's some stuff that I don't like, or I don't know how to draw it properly.
Yeah, I think the one I saw was, like, really vague. Like, one of them was, like, I don't know, like, brightness or sun or something silly like that. It's too vague for me. I mean, I know some people probably like that, but, yeah. To each their own, I guess. Speaking of art, this year, or this month, since it's October, I'm started streaming Layers of Fear, which is it's a spooky game, based on this artist, and it's a blind run through. I've never played the game before. I just got done with my first part, and it's pretty spooky. Pretty spooky.
Yes, I was watching several minutes of it.
Yeah. Did you see the moment when the book ghost popped up and scared the bejeebus out of me?
I don't know, but I remember the dog picture
flying off the wall. Yeah,
it was very creepy.
Yeah, it's definitely got a creepy atmosphere. I like it, though. I like it. So, it's the first time I ever played. My girlfriend played through the whole thing. But yeah, this is the first time I played through it. Oh, me. I'm trying to find the actual thing.
The Inktober list?
Yeah, the actual Inktober list.
I found it, and it's... I don't think that I would do this, because it's, for example, tree, relax, bat, battle, escape, flight, squeeze. Like, it's interesting. I think that I might do something, but I'd rather draw something like the tree or friend or box, like the things that you can imagine, not, you know, describe my
Yeah,
thoughts.
like I said, it's like really vague. I don't know why it's so vague. Let me see if I can find the Drawloween list.
Have you heard of Gortober?
Gortober, yeah. One of the people I follow is doing that. See, here's the Drawloween list: Return of the Dead, Carnival Creeps, Mummy Monday, Tentacle Tuesday, Better Gnomes and Goblins, Urban Legends, What Lies in the Mist, 8 Legs and 1,000 Eggs, He's a Dummy Doll, Demon Day, Slimy Swamps, Foggy Bogs, I've Got a Hunchback, Thursday the 13th, so Friday the 13th, Scarecrow Row, Drive-In Creature Feature, A Full Moon, Mad Science Monday, Nosferatu Tuesday, Witchcraft Wednesday, Horses and Headless Men, Phantom Friday, Batter Day. So like it's generic, but it's
Sounds better.
Yeah, it has a better like a list, I guess. So I don't know why they would decide to do that. Yeah, here's the official list for Inktober: fast, noisy, collect, hungry, sad, hidden, lost, rock, broken, jump, transport, worried, scared, tree, relax, wet, battle, escape, flight, squeeze, big, little, slow, one dozen, tired, box, creepy, burn, surprise, wreck, friend. That's really vague for a list of of a list of items.
Yeah.
So, some people would probably prefer the vague one, because it might give them, more freedom, but more starting artists might prefer the Drawloween one because it has more structure, I guess. Plus the names are better. Did you hear all those puns? That's great. How are you gonna top Batter Day? That's just perfect.
Yes.
Aside from that, what have you been up to?
Like what I was doing.
Yeah, what have you been up to aside from doing the Inktober?
So, before Inktober, I start working on a new album. And I realized that I don't have enough papers for it.
Oh man, that sucks.
Yeah, and I don't know where I can buy this because mom always bring me these from her work. So
Yeah.
I think I'm screwed.
Well, do you have like a Hobby Lobby store? Like over here we have Hobby Lobby. It's
Yeah,
a
it's. I think I would buy this in Kohinoor here, but I want those like smooth
Yeah.
pages, not those
Well, do you
dealers.
typically like do on printer paper? Is that what you use? Like printer paper, like paper that they put in a printer?
I think it's this one. I don't know.
Yeah.
What's the difference?
Well, printer paper is like smooth, flat paper that they put in printers. It's It's not as bumpy as like art paper, like artistic paper.
Yeah, then it's the copy paper.
Yeah. That's what I used to use. Then I started getting like art books, and it was easier to keep track of them because you could just like bring them with you. I actually have several art books in my closet that have nothing in them that I should start using. But before we get too far into the episode, today in art history, do you know who Tim Nobel and Sue Webster are? So they're two artists that started using trash and ordinary items as sculptures to make sculptures out of shadows. You know how you see those shadow sculptures where like that's like a pile of garbage and it doesn't look like anything, but then the light's shown on it and the shadow looks like something?
I think I know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I'm looking at a couple of them right here, and they're pretty cool. Like the piles of garbage look like nothing, like, but the shadow, if you shine onto it, looks like people are standing there, like sculptures. It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
But yeah. So I guess today in art, that's when they started. Pretty interesting. That's what's happened today in art. Oh, me. I'm tired for some reason. I don't know why I'm so tired.
I was in, I went to cottage and I was cutting the grass on the entire garden.
Oh, yeah?
And then I have to take... I had to take the rake and rake it. And I think that the raking was way worse than cutting the grass.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And I think I fall asleep for half an hour there.
Yeah, after you got done doing that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Take a nap. Get done with it, take a nap. Man. I remember when I had to do yard work. I don't have to do that anymore. I live in an apartment complex. We don't have a yard, so I don't have to bother with yard work. But yeah, I remember when I had to do that. That was sucked. Oh, me. Well, you got anything else to talk about aside from Inktober?
Maybe in 7 days. It's on the schedule for me, at least.
Mhm. I don't have anything coming up that I'm planning on doing any art for. I've been doing art for my thumbnails and for my YouTube videos and stuff like that, which is complicated and annoying. Especially because my computer updated and for some reason now I can't save images from Google Chrome. It won't let me pull up the save list thing.
This weird.
Yeah, so I don't know if I just need to restart my computer or what. But I just had to do my thumbnail for my Layers of Fear video, which was annoying. Because it wouldn't let me save the image to modify it in my program. So I had to like finagle it. And take a screenshot of it and then throw it in Paint. So I could screenshot, throw it in Paint, save the image. That way I could edit the image. Which was annoying.
Yes.
But aside from that, like what I plan on doing is alternating weeks. So like this week I'll be doing Layers of Fear. And then next week I'll be doing going back to Fallout New Vegas. And then the week after that, you know, going back to Layers of Fear. Because according to my girlfriend, Layers of Fear is a pretty short game. So I'm probably maybe five, a fifth of the way through it or something. Yeah, I think it's only like a 6 hour game, and I've played 1 hour and 18 minutes of it so far.
This is really short.
Yeah, as apart from Fallout New Vegas, I've played 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 hours of it, and I'm nowhere near the end. So, yeah, Fallout's gonna take a while. So I might stop playing Fallout soon and going to my run through of the entire Halo campaign. Just 'cause I'm getting bored of Fallout. That's the good thing about me being able to do whatever videos I want. I can do whatever I want. I don't have to like record a specific thing. So, but yeah. Well, we've been going for about 22 minutes. It seems like we've run out of material to talk about. So instead of just yammering on about nothing, I guess we'll just end the episode here. How's that sound for you?
Yes, I think it's
Yeah. Well, sorry about last week. Something happened. We're probably gonna release those files as like a blooper kind of thing, but something happened and Prozor's audio stopped recording like part of the way through the recording, and we kept getting dropped on and off from Skype, and I couldn't hear him and he couldn't hear me at some point. It was just a big mess. So that's why we didn't have one last 2 weeks. Well, last week I had company over, so I couldn't record. But the week before that's why we didn't have an episode. But good news. We finally have an email address. So you can now send questions directly to the email address, which is artpodcast@yahoo.com. You can send us questions, audio files. If you want to send us a question in the form of an audio file, whatever you want to do, you can send it that way, like that. And that'd be cool, because we could have an email section at the end where we answer people's questions or whatever. Or if you don't feel comfortable sending an email, you can always find us on Tumblr. My Tumblr is Tozua. You can even send me an anonymous question and say, "This is for the podcast. Here's an anonymous question." You don't have to show who you are or whatever. But you can find me anywhere. Just go to Google, type in Tozua, Tozoa. You're bound to find somewhere where I'm at.
Or you can send message to me and you can Google me as well. Prouser, Prouser. Or you can message us on our Facebook page.
Oh yeah, we have a Facebook page now. I forgot about that. Yeah, it's Art Podcast at facebook.com. So you can message us there too. And we'll keep you up to date. We also post our videos on YouTube, Podomatic, and iTunes. Obviously, if you're listening on either one of those, you can find us there. So, we also appreciate reviews on iTunes. If you want to give us a review, that'd be awesome. Whatever you want to do. But that's it for now. Ta-ta. See you later. I'll get to editing this as soon as we're done.
Bye.
Bye.